Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
In the United Kingdom over the Brexit vote.
And Cortland Malloy wrote a column in the Washington Post, what does it mean when 5 D.C. kids are shot and there's no outcry? One of the things he says in the article is that if the kids had been white, it would have been a lot different. We'll talk to Cortland Malloy coming up in the next hour. It's now 8 o'clock, time for the news.
Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will learn his fate in just a couple of hours. The U.S. Supreme Court is deciding on the appeal of his conviction on corruption charges.
The high court could overturn the lower court's verdict that calls for McDonald to spend 2 years in prison for accepting bribes. Virginia political analyst Bob Holsworth says that would be a big win for McDonald.
And the only question is whether or not he would have to face a new trial.
Holsworth says if the justices do overturn the conviction, they'll want to make sure they're not sending the message that politicians can accept any kind of gift.
So long as you don't engage in, you know, egregious forms of quid pro quo.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Investors remain a bit jittery today after last week's Brexit vote.
Well, you know, after a stomach-churning session on Friday, investors are looking to keep their heads above water. Now, I'm not seeing the capitulation that everybody was worried that would happen today. But if we go to London, you're seeing the London financial markets, they're dropping. Stocks in Paris and Frankfurt, they're slipping as well. But in Tokyo, we did see a big rebound.
Correspondent Allison Kosick. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are mixing it up over the Brexit vote.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort saying what happened in Great Britain is an example of how many Americans feel.
The promise that government's going to make your life better if you just give up your freedoms. The promise is that we know better than you on how to make your lives better. We've been rejected. That's what Donald Trump has identified.
Clinton thinks the shockwaves of Britain divorcing itself from the EU is the kind of turmoil Trump wants to gin up to improve his chances of becoming president.
Our priority now must be to protect American families and businesses from the negative effects of this kind of tumult and uncertainty.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More heavy rains are expected and a new round of flooding is possible today in West Virginia, in the same area where at least 25 people died in the past week from flash flooding. Damage is widespread and severe.
The cleanup effort will take weeks or months. In Clendenin, Dairy Queen has been in Josh Newman's family for 4 generations. Today, what he called the local institution is a pile of twisted metal and broken glass.
Correspondent Scott McClain. Residents near Reagan National Airport can air their concerns at a meeting at the airport tonight.
We're looking at modifying the existing South Flow departure procedure.
Jan Lambert with the City of Alexandria says it's a balance between noise pollution and the economy.
The airport is important to the local economy and is important to Alexandrians.
And of course, safety.
To ensure that air traffic control diversions are limited to only circumstances that are required by safety.
Tonight's meeting starts at 6 in the historic tower lobby of the airport. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
First Lady Michelle Obama, her daughters, and her mother are all set to arrive this afternoon in Liberia for the start of an overseas trip promoting education for girls. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,401, the Nasdaq at 4708. Sports Naval Academy graduate Billy Hurley III wins the Quicken Loans National. Baseball, the Nats finally get a win after 7 straight losses. The O's complete the sweep of the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics get a convincing win over Minnesota. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator.
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator.
Conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, or what have you.
Washington's Mall, WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4KIDS, that's CARS with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-4KIDS, that's 877-CARS-4KIDS, online at carsforkids.com.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
McLean, jammed because of a crash. 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard, right past Old Dominion Drive as you come up to Old Chainbridge Road. Just a solid lineup, still under police direction. Getting through McLean south of Dolly Madison 123, Chainbridge Road's working better for now, so it's a better option. 66, we are just jammed solid trying to get in towards Centerville. The crash, eastbound 66 after 28 Centerville, still has the two right lanes blocked. Solid lineup almost back out of Gainesville, and about a 55-minute trip, commuters are telling me, so almost an hour. At least an hour, DC 295 south as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway to the longstanding crash westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also, northbound delays, at least an hour. Delays coming off of the Capitol Beltway. Hillendale, New Hampshire Avenue at a crawl to try to get down toward and past the Beltway. Crash before Adelphi Road. 270 south near 370, that crash should be to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A south breeze around today. Sunshine will fade behind some clouds later with that threat for a few scattered showers and thundershowers. 89, that thunderstorm threat lingers into this evening. Then a chance of showers overnight, a warm 71. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Stafford, 70 in Gaithersburg, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Pope Francis calls on Christians to apologize to gay people. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, Courtland Malloy, columnist for the Washington Post, is going to join us. He's written a column that says, here's the headline, what does it mean when five D.C. kids are shot and there's no outcry? Deep within the column, he says, it would be different if they were white. We'll talk to Courtland Malloy about this idea coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is putting the dust.
Would you consider asking the Scottish Parliament not to back such a motion of legislative consent?
Of course, because if our interests were on...
Of course, did you say?
Well, of course, if the Scottish Parliament was judging this on the basis of what's right for Scotland, then the option of saying, look, we're not going to vote for something that is against Scotland's interests, of course, that's got to be on the table.
That's Nicola Sturgeon, First Minister of Scotland, telling BBC that they might try to block the Brexit vote, as the UK Parliament can do, as the British Parliament can do.
Wow.
Because that referendum is non-binding. Well, to talk about the latest on the Brexit vote and also sort of give a historical perspective on this is Andrew Roberts, British historian, author of the new book, Napoleon, A Life. And he joins us live from London. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Roberts.
Hi. Can I just say, though, that although the British Parliament doesn't necessarily need to pass Brexit, that isn't necessarily constitutionally true of the Scottish one. A lot of people here don't think that the Scottish Parliament does have the right to block Brexit if the British Parliament has gone ahead with it.
Oh, I see. All right, thank you for clarifying that. Well, tell us a little. It's amazing to me. How long has Great Britain actually been part of the European Union in its current state? Because by the reaction, you would think that this is, you know, overturning 300 years of relationship and economic trade. That's not the case. In the grand scheme of things, this has been a blip on the radar in Britain's history, isn't it?
Yes, in Britain's history, we've only been a member for 43 years since January 1973. But, I mean, historically, of course, we've also been trading with the continent for 1,000 years longer. So it's to be seen, I think, in the sort of wider historical context.
You have written that Brexit is a more impressive achievement than the French Revolution, and I'd like to know what you mean by that.
Well, it was done in the traditional British way of evolutionary change done by votes rather than chopping 40,000 people's heads off like the French Revolution did. Of course, we did have the very sad and tragic death of the Labour MP Joe Cox, but that was through the actions of a lunatic and a neo-Nazi and can't be seen as sort of part of the political process in the way that, of course, Robespierre killing 40,000 people during the French Revolution clearly was.
Let me ask you the question that a lot of Americans are saying. You know, they look at what happened. They said, "Hey, we're surprised by this." Many in the UK are surprised by this because the polls didn't suggest that this was going to be the outcome. What was the undercurrent that was going on that wasn't picked up by the polls?
Well, the polls seem to be getting it wrong a lot. They got the British general election of 2015. Very badly wrong as well. They said Labour was going to win it, and in fact the Conservatives won it. So it was possibly either people just don't care about telling the truth to pollsters, or pollsters are getting it wrong in the weighting that they give to various people, whether it's online or telephone polling. But whatever it is, it does not actually seem to be a very sensible or useful way to predict political outcomes.
So you talk about how Great Britain has been trading with their European partners for 1,000 years, and that's, you know, something to digest for a moment. When people talk about the negative ramifications of the Brexit vote, are they focusing on some concern that this is going to affect Great Britain's economy because it's going to be so difficult or expensive to trade with Europe? Or is there bigger concern that the European Union is going to have trouble getting the economic support and great influence that they had been getting from the British government?
It's both, really. You're right, of course, that because Britain is the second largest economy after Germany in the European Union, our exit could be bad news for the European Union. But if sort of sensible counsels prevail, as I believe they will ultimately, and people can calm down a bit, which they're certainly not at the moment, we'll be able to realise that the only way to guarantee prosperity for everybody is to allow the trading to continue in the same way that it did. And not to have Britain punished by Brussels for having had the temerity to take back our sovereignty and self-governance.
That's kind of my point here. The follow-up question to that is, I mean, I'm guessing Great Britain still wants to trade with all of their partners in the European Union, and they have every intention to do so. Is there any real economic or historical reason why these nations should choose not to or should choose to increase tariffs from Great Britain solely because they're not a part of the European Union? Or is it just a punishment?
It's a punishment because Brussels doesn't want to have other nations leave the European Union. So it has to be seen to be meting out condign punishment to the United Kingdom for having left the organization. But there's absolutely no economic or financial reason whatsoever why they shouldn't want to continue, not least because they make $87 billion dollars more out of us every year than we make out of them.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so we keep hearing that maybe this is not over, that there might be another referendum and then another referendum.
No, that's completely absurd. Okay. Yes, you're right that there's been a huge petition by the losers against the winners, saying that there should be another go at it and that the rules ought to be slightly different. I'm afraid this is very un-British. It's bad loser mentality. And it's a little bit like we've got a great football tournament on at the moment, the Euro 2016.
Yes. Right.
It's a bit like after England loses, to try to petition to have it not done on goals scored, but on some other kind of criterion. You know, everybody knew what the rules of the referendum were, and so it's ridiculous to try and run another one just because they don't like the outcome of the first.
And this thing that it's non-binding. Is it really possible that this thing, even though it's the will of the people, will not come to pass?
Well, the majority of members of Parliament don't support Brexit. It's only supported by quite a small minority of MPs in Parliament. And so theoretically it would be possible for these elected politicians to actually say, we don't care about the will of the people, we don't care about this referendum, we're going to go and put our own views before that of 17.4 million Britons. But I simply can't see that happening. It would be flying in the face of democracy in such a gross way that I think these people would be drummed out of their constituencies at the next general election if they tried it.
All right, Andrew. And no worry about being sent to the back of the queue by Barack Obama, I'm sure.
There is a worry. There's a very serious worry. We desperately need to make trade deals with organizations and countries, India and China, of course, and other examples, as soon as possible, because the EU was never able to with 28
yes.
members. And we don't want President Obama to shove us to the back of the queue in America.
Well, he's only got a few more months left, Andrew Roberts, so join us in counting those days. Andrew Roberts, British historian, author of the new book.
Thanks, Andrew.
Napoleon A Life is the book, and check it out.
Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This has been a really intense rush hour. A lot of incidents around the region. 66 eastbound in towards Centerville. Finally, everything over to the right shoulder. Eastbound 66 after 28 Centerville. Hasn't been too crazy. Virginia 95. In fact, that's been our calm stretch through Triangle and up through to the Beltway. Just some stop and go volume along the way. George Washington Parkway. Car fire extinguished. Everything should be to the shoulder and median, but jammed northbound from 123 heading to the Beltway. McLean, not a good option. 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard, just past Old Dominion Drive at Old Chain Bridge for the crash. South of that, if you take Chain Bridge Road, that's still working better through McLean as an alternate. Now, let's go Maryland, New Hampshire Avenue, your hot spot right now, two of them. Southbound New Hampshire Avenue inside the Beltway. Stay to the left to get by on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard for crash on the Beltway. 270 south near 370, crash to the shoulder. Like I said, pretty crazy rush hour. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for rain possible this afternoon and a pretty good chance of rain this evening, a 70% chance. High today will be 89, the low tonight 71. Tomorrow, a cloudy day, maybe a thunderstorm rumbling through, high of 89. Wednesday in the mid-80s, Thursday and Friday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL.
Last night was the BET Awards, Black Entertainment Television Awards for excellence in the entertainment industry from African-American performers. And best group went to Drake and Future, best male R&B. Best pop artist Bryson Tiller, best female R&B pop artist Beyonce. But see, here's the thing. No one's actually talking about the winners of the awards.
No.
No one's actually talking about who walked away with any of these
trophies.
No, they're talking about the speech delivered by actor Jesse Williams, who won the Humanitarian Award. Now, his Humanitarian Award had to do with his activism with the Black Lives Matter movement. Jesse Williams is a model. He's an actor. He appears on Grey's Anatomy. His father is African-American. His mother is not, by the way. He's got the same racial makeup as Barack Obama, in fact. And if you remember right, Jesse Williams last year became very active in the Black Lives Matter movement with statements like this on cable news.
Is it okay to use violence to get what you want or not? Because a cop blew the head off of Michael Brown, shot a teenager six times, but Michael Brown's the savage because he pushed a guy in a convenience store?
Now, the moral equation there is rather disgusting. Look into how he set up the disparity between a police officer using violence and Michael Brown using violence.
Is it okay to use violence to get what you want or not?
To get what you want or not. So the violence that Michael Brown used that he refers to is to steal something from a store. And then, of course, he also used violence later to try to escape the police officer.
Well, he reached inside the squad car and tried to take the police officer's weapon.
Right. But the police officer used violence to get what he wants. Okay, what did he want? To kill a young man. I think that's what Jesse Williams is implying, that that the officer in this case just wanted to kill somebody. Or did the officer actually wanted, got what he wanted, which was to not be attacked by a young man on the street there and thus resulting in the death of Michael Brown. So that's who we're dealing with. So listen to a little bit of what Jesse Williams had to say in his acceptance speech, again, for the Humanitarian Award, Black Entertainment Television.
If you have a critique for the resistance, for our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest, if you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down.
Yeah. So anybody who criticizes Black Lives Matter, who doesn't have a track record that Jesse Williams approves of, you have no right to complain. Then he went on in one portion to almost talk about the black race here in America, if you want to start dividing us amongst races, which Jesse Williams certainly wishes to do, in such a way that one could almost argue that he's speaking of black supremacy.
We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit.
They're all on their feet, by the way, screaming as he goes, and this is his drop the mic moment.
The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
And he walks off the stage. So that's what everyone's talking about from last night's Black Entertainment Television Awards, the Humanitarian Award from Jesse Williams. Samuel L. Jackson won a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he said this about Jesse Williams when he accepted his award.
What everybody's been saying tonight is true. What Jesse said, I mean, Jesse's the closest thing I've heard to a 1960s activist. That brother is right, and he's true. And when you hear what he said, make sure you vote and take 8 more people with you to vote. Okay? So we can fix this. Don't get tricked like they got tricked in London. All right.
Yeah, because that whiter than white Hillary Clinton, who actually tried to stop Barack Obama from being president 8 years ago, she's the one who's finally going to fix it. You see, that vote you had for Barack Obama 7.5 years ago, that ain't going to fix it. It's Hillary Clinton that's going to fix it. It's just amazing.
It is amazing, and it's troubling. It's very troubling when you hear rhetoric like this. It is divisive. It is extremely divisive, and perhaps more troubling to me is the reaction of the crowd. I mean, they were lapping this up. Everything that was coming out of Williams's mouth was just being adored by this audience. And it concerns me a great deal, because if this truly is a feeling that is out there, and I'm not sure that it is, but if this is truly the way black Americans look at their existence in America today, then it does not bode well for the future. And somehow we're missing each other. And I decry that. I think that's sad.
It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want to talk to you about Rent-A-State. Not real estate, Rent-A-State. With the help of Renter's Warehouse, renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because our region is so transient, there's a high demand for rentals, and that means more money for you. Thinking of your property as Rent-A-State opens up new opportunities. Renting delivers monthly cash flow, someone else pays your mortgage, and you get big tax benefits, appreciation, and equity. But to make Rent-A-State really work, you need the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. These guys exist to make renting your home as easy as possible, and they've got Rent-A-State down to a science. They'll find quality tenants for top dollar, handle all the pesky paperwork, and even take those 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, and all this for the flat fee of just $80 a month for 24/7 property management. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway, trying to get through town, the longstanding crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel at Main Avenue finally cleared, but the damage really is done. Jammed from the Beltway northbound 295. Commuters telling me it took taking them an hour to get through there. Inbound Suitland Parkway, you get the delays hard as well before Route 5, and that's a solid lineup to get on to DC 295, whether you're heading to the 11th Street Bridge or onto the Douglas Bridge. Also, southbound 295 coming off of both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. It is a solid lineup, again, toward the freeway. Hillendale, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, were tied up. The crash just inside the Beltway finally cleared out of the right lane. Beltway outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue between New Hampshire and University Boulevard had the crash. A reminder again in Waldorf, northbound Mattawoman Beantown Road, just south of 301. We have the northbound lanes blocked with an accident involving a dump truck. They're alternating using the southbound lanes. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Monday morning. Commute in featuring dry weather this afternoon. A few of us get a few showers, a few thunderstorms rolling around. 89 with a south breeze around. Those thunderstorms will linger into early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It's 827 on WMAL.
If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Well, George Will has surprised a few people who he's decided that he's going to leave the Republican Party. He's no longer a member of the Republican Party. He was asked about it on Fox News Sunday. Here's what he had to say.
You announced this week that you have left the Republican Party. Why?
I left it for the same reason I joined it in 1964 when I voted for Barry Goldwater. I joined it because I was a conservative. I leave for the same reason that I'm a conservative.
So he's not happy with Donald Trump as the presumptive nominee. And as for Donald Trump, he says, well, this is what he tweeted out. George Will, one of the most overrated political pundits who lost his way long ago, has left the Republican Party. He's made many bad calls.
Can I just say, I'm fine. He can go. I don't get it. But I'm just happy that he didn't do that thing. I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. Just thank you for not doing that.
It is now 8:28.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
It's about having yourself set up almost like a Swiss Army knife, where you can literally pull out the tool that you need to deal whatever comes our way, whether it be political changes, tax changes, changes in Social Security, the markets.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Steven Matz.
Fastball's going to strike him out.
The Mets rookie looked like an ace in May. Daniel Murphy.
Murphy launches one.
In a division race that's heating up, has anyone been hotter? Rookie flash versus veteran flair. Catch everything. Nationals Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Courtland Malloy, columnist for the Washington Post, wrote a column that says, what does it mean when five D.C. kids are shot and there's no outcry? He says it would have been a different outcome and a different outcry if the kids had been white. Courtland Malloy will join us after the news. It's 8:30.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The 8 Supreme Court justices are set to go their separate ways for the summer today following opinions in 3 remaining cases, including the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Another ruling concerns regulation of Texas abortion clinics. A third covers federal law barring people convicted of domestic violence from having guns. Just days after the UK voted to leave the European Union, the aftershocks are still being felt. Britain's parliament meets today for the first time since the vote, and America's top diplomat is in Europe.
Secretary of State John Kerry meets Monday with European Union leaders in Belgium and with UK officials in London, searching for what he calls a sensible and thoughtful Brexit transition. The shockwaves from the vote are still rippling across the globe. After Friday's plunge, British markets are expected to see more losses.
The great irony of this, we lost more overnight than we paid into the European Union for the last 15 years. Financial services is what runs the city and makes a lot of the wealth that we have in this country.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is trying to tamp down talk that he's on Hillary Clinton's shortlist for vice president. On NBC's Meet the Press, Kaine even deflected the question of whether he feels ready to be president.
You know what? Nobody should ever say they're ready for that responsibility because it is so huge.
Kaine says don't believe the hype about his possible pick as Clinton's running mate. More heavy rains are expected today in West Virginia, where flooding over the past week has killed at least 25 people. More than 20 counties are under a flash flood watch today. Conditions, meanwhile, are improving in Central California, where a wildfire that killed at least 2 people is now 40% contained. Some 200 homes have been destroyed. And AAA predicts tens of millions of road trips this holiday weekend will help break last year's travel record. The Auto Club estimates 43 million Americans will go somewhere this Independence Day weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the Nasdaq at 4708. Sports, Tanner Roark scatters 7 hits across 7 scoreless innings as the Nats beat the Brewers. The O's crush Tampa Bay, WMDA, the Mystics win. And the Quicken Loans National goes to Billy Hurley III of Annapolis. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, earlier car fire extinguished. Lanes reopened northbound before the Beltway, but still slow. George Washington Parkway southbound lanes are open. Then the volume with us as we head down toward the Key Bridge, Memorial Bridges. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound before Route 32 for the crash. That's why we're jammed northbound through the Laurel area. Southbound New Hampshire Avenue, trying to get in through Hillendale. A slight improvement. I know it is slow, a tedious trip. But the crash that caused all these delays just inside the Beltway now cleared. All lanes have been reopened. Now, let's get you through town. It has been a struggle. The longstanding crash is gone. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. But it's going to be a while to clear out this massive 295 delay in both north and southbound direction. Centerville 66 East after 28 Centerville crashed to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Roll through Monday morning with a dry commute in this afternoon. Some of us will get some wet weather. Isolated showers to widely scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon into the evening. In the upper 80s, down to the low 70s overnight tonight. Chance of showers after thunderstorms end early. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow up near 89 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Dumfries, 72 in Hyattsville, 71 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now, Washington Post columnist Courtland Malloy. And we wanted to have him on the show because he wrote a very interesting column that we've been sort of going over. Here's the headline to it. What does it mean when five D.C. kids are shot and there is no outcry? Good morning to you, Courtland. How are you?
Good morning to you, too, and your listeners.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. You know, I read this, and I thought that parts of this were extremely thoughtful, but then there was a part down here that sort of caught my attention, and I wanted to ask you about it. It says, if the children who were shot had been white, you can bet that the district would be operating under a state of emergency, and federal resources would be pouring in to ensure the security of the nation's capital. That's a pretty provocative thing to say. Do you truly believe that?
Oh, that was pretty thoughtful. And let me tell you why. Remember last summer when a former congressional aide was shot and killed near a metro subway station in the city,
mm-hmm.
and caught in the crossfire, just like these kids? And there was a huge to-do about it, so much so that one of your colleagues, Tom Sherwood, broadcaster at Channel 4,
mm-hmm.
Asked the D.C. police chief, Kathy Lanier, whether or not the fact that this guy was white was the reason that you was getting all of this attention, and it was a lot more than you usually, you know, hear or read about. And she said, well, yeah, but that's because the media gives those kind of shootings more attention than there are your shootings of black people. And there's something to that. Now, why the media does it, you know, this gets into, well, who does the media think is being served here? Mm. And who has the power? Who has the influence? And that's why I wrote what I did. That's part of it.
Can I just
one example?
You know, I don't consider myself a news guy anymore. I do opinion, but I used to be a news guy.
Uh-huh.
And one of the definitions of news is that it's unusual. It's something that is unusual is news. And I don't mean to trivialize the deaths that you've outlined in this column of young black children in the District of Columbia. But in some parts of this city, have we become so numb to the violence that it's no longer news? And then when it happens in a different part of the community, we somehow look at it and say, well, that's different. That's unusual.
Well, murder is outrageous.
Well, I don't disagree with you there.
And it doesn't matter, you know, how often. And one of the things that our better politicians will say is that one is too many.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
And you know, the homicide rates have been going down, but we know, given the number of shootings, you know, I mean, people fire guns at least 39,000 times between 2005 and 2013. If those bullets had hit their mark, you know, we'd have a lot more people being shot, and I don't think we would say then, oh, that's, you know, that's par for the course.
Carla Malloy, I want to say, for the most part, I pretty much agree with you. I disagree with the conclusion that this is a media creation. I think that serves Chief Lanier to say that, because, listen, you're part of the media. The Washington Post, last I checked, is a pretty big media organ in this town, and they detail, I see them every morning, they detail the murders that happen to African Americans in this city. Here's what I think the problem is.
Uh-huh.
These cities, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, they have one-party rule. The one party is the Democratic Party, and if they point out and actually try to take action against the crime-ridden, crime-infested neighborhoods in the African-American communities in those major urban centers, it points out that they have completely failed that constituency. When was the last time you saw Congress do a sit-in strike in the House of Representatives over the handguns that kill African-Americans in the city? No, but they do a sit-in strike for an AR-15, it wasn't even an AR-15, but a gun that they think is bad because it ends up killing white school children or white adults in a dance club. I think this is a political problem because they don't want to point out that they have failed the black community.
I think it's an economic problem. The district has the widest wealth income gap of you know, almost any city in the country, and there's an empathy gap that goes along with it. There's a large outcry among, you know, the families whose kids are being killed, but it just doesn't resonate across the Anacostia River. It's people are too busy going on with their lives, enjoying the benefits of this new gentrified city, to give a darn, quite frankly. And that is the problem. The issue is really not guns, because the district has to.
I don't know
what else the district can do about guns. The laws are so strict.
You're right.
What the problem is. You have people who are suffering from economic oppression. You have people who are miseducated. You have people whose poverty is such that it creates mental illness, and it's just not being addressed.
But we have a black majority council in this city, and a black majority. We have a black mayor, and they have been, it has been thus for as long as I've been in this city, and I've been here 30 years.
Well, this is a peculiar city, too, and those that, as you can see from the attempts to have statehood, that the, you know, the powers are constricted, and the problems are complicated now. But look, not only do we have a black city, you know, government, even though the majority of the council is white, this is the nation's capital. We have Congress here. We have the best think tanks in the world right here. We have the wealthiest people. We have, you know, all of the major institutions of government. And remember, this is the nation's capital. This should be the ultimate in model cities.
But don't you see that this is not a unique problem to Washington, D.C.? All of those major urban centers that I just pointed out, and you can add Los Angeles, you can add Cleveland, you can add to all of these other urban failures, the same symptoms are
the
there.
Capital, the nation's capital is 68 square miles with 600,000 people. Population. If you can't fix it here, if you can't fix it in the nation's capital, the ultimate model city, the world-class city, and if you can't, you know, reduce these shootings, homicides, and even poverty here, you know, there's no hope.
Maybe it's time to try something new with regard regard to representation and policy, because this city has been offered the exact same thing from the exact same party for 4 or 5 decades now.
Maybe it's time to really make good on these promises to fund mental health programs. Maybe redoing the education system so that it addresses the needs of people who need job training, need to be brought into the 21st century. Maybe affordable housing would help, and not let market forces, you know, be the sole determinant of who gets ahead in the country.
I think Washington, Courtland Malloy, we've got to leave it there. We do agree on a lot here, but I'm pretty sure Washington, D.C. was deemed the murder capital of the world well before gentrification and before housing got as expensive as it's gotten recently.
Courtland Malloy, thank you so much for joining us. A great discussion. Thanks for being here. It's now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been an incredible rush hour. Unfortunately, jammed up on the southeast southwest freeway, long-standing crash westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel, finally gone, but intense delays. It's going to be a while to get through this. Northbound 295 delays off of the Beltway. Now, the Beltway inner loop to the Wilson Bridge begins back near Route 5 Branch Avenue. It again extends up to 295, but also across the bridge toward Route 1 Alexandria. We've reported a crash on that stretch of the Beltway. So just off of the Wilson Bridge near Route 1 Alexandria, I'm seeing slowdowns in each direction. Both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50 inside the Beltway, that's jammed southbound 295. Again, to go onto the freeway due to the longstanding earlier crash. Maryland, I-95, the crash had been southbound near Route 100, still a bit of activity there. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway near 32 for the crash. Around the Beltway outer loop after New Hampshire Avenue, accident gone. Quick notes on 66, eastbound in Centerville and at the Beltway, we had an accident and a broken down, both cleared. And in McLean, 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard is jammed past Old Dominion Drive with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Roll through a Monday morning with a dry commute in this afternoon. Some of us will get some wet weather, isolated showers to widely scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon into the evening. In the upper 80s, down to the low 70s overnight tonight. Chance of showers after thunderstorms end early. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow up near 89 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Well, as everybody's...
Oh, I know what that is.
Yes, I know you do. Very distinctive title song to Game of Thrones. And as everybody's hair is on fire, running to the bomb shelter because of the Brexit vote, there are some calm voices out there saying, wait, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as bad as everyone thinks for Great Britain to, after a couple of decades, decide not to be a part of a trade association. HBO is joining the chorus of people who are being reasonable about this whole Brexit thing. They are assuring viewers that there will be no material effect whatsoever on the production of Game of Thrones because of the Brexit vote. And boy, is that not a sigh of relief I'm hearing from all across the world. Dodged the bullet there. Well, Game of Thrones, I mean, you finally jumped in on Game of Thrones, right? And you are plowing through this thing.
I've been plowing through it all summer long.
Right.
And I'm now in season 6. I'm not quite to the finale. Which
just was, occurred last
just
night.
Just occurred last night.
And we're not going to give any spoilers here as is our normal policy. But you got to admit, one of the amazing things about Game of Thrones is the incredible production qualities.
It is amazing.
And the views, I mean, the scenic elements of the cinematography.
Gorgeous. I say, where are these places?
Well, and they shoot them all around Europe, really, all around Northern Europe, mostly in Ireland and Great Britain and some in the Scandinavian stuff. And so that's why there was a concern. Oh, this is going to affect Game of Thrones production because they won't be able to travel freely and there's going to be tears. And HBO says, don't worry about it.
That,
don't worry about it. $10 million per episode is the budget right now.
That's an incredible budget. And by the way, it's I gotta say, you know, you everybody Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For 5 years we've been telling.
I know, but it's so good. By the way, Jim Gaffigan, the comedian.
Yes.
He put out, that while we were waiting on the results to come in on Brexit, he tweeted out, "I'm trying to find out how Winterfell voted on Brexit."
Right.
And I responded to him. I said, "It is a stark choice.
Ooh.
Snow telling how it will come out.
Oh.
Will the Lannisters still be able to repay their debts?"
Oh, my. Now this joke is just dragging on.
And he actually liked what I said.
There you go.
So a professional comedian liked my humor.
Even a blind pig. No, 849. You got good humor. 49 on WML.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Ted Britt Automotive delivers on every promise they make. That's why you got to check out the Ted Britt Summer Sales Events going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Here's the deal. You want to get a nice truck. Who doesn't like a good truck? You get a Ford truck or a Chevy truck from Ted Britt Automotive. You want to get a luxury car? I mean, Ford's got some beautiful luxury cars. I love Lincolns as well. You want a sporty car? You want to maybe get yourself a Mustang? You get all the options over there at Ted Britt Automotive, but here's the best thing about it. When you get your baby and you get a great deal from them at their summer sales event, then they're going to stand behind that deal because they've been in business for 57 years as a dealership here in the Washington metro area, and they stand behind every deal and every vehicle. They've got a program called Ted Britt for Life, guaranteed that your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime coverage, lifetime, on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes the best solution is the cheap and easy one. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As many of my fellow athletes know all too well, blisters can be the worst. Well, turns out paper tape is best for blisters. It's better than powders, antiperspirants, lubricants, band-aids, adhesive pads. Dr. Grant Littman is an emergency medicine physician at Stanford Healthcare in California. He also specializes in helping endurance athletes. Littman and his colleagues tried out the paper tape on 128 runners participating in a 155-mile, 7-day ultramarathon. They put paper tape on just one of each of the runners' feet. And once you know it, no blisters formed on the feet of 98 of the runners where the tape had been applied. But 81 runners did get blisters in untaped areas. Littman says the cheap tape is so thin that it doesn't interfere with the shoe's fit, and that a single roll can last a year or two. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
You know, summer vacation is here. Is your home protected when you're away? And by the way, how much are you paying for that security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? I'm going to say it one more time. You're paying too much money. Call Ackerman Security Systems, and you'll get monitoring for just burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. At Ackerman, you switch your existing service for free. Nothing to switch over. And in the month of June, we're still in June, you get up to 3 months of monitoring free if you sign up now. With 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman Security, its security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, I got to tell you, they've got all the bells and whistles. They got apps on your phone. You can see what's going on with your security system. You can see who's coming in your back door of your house. Is it the kids coming in from camp? Or is it somebody who shouldn't be in your house? You'll be able to know right away. Just a few dollars more. Call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com. Now 8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this is unbelievable. Freeway westbound just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. The longstanding crash had finally been cleared, but looks like they're now cleaning up some debris that was left in those two right lanes. Absolutely a solid lineup, not just on 295 each direction, but it puts the pressure on the Suitland Parkway. Beltway's jammed back near Route 5. Each loop to get onto 295 slow. 66 east after 28 Centerville crash gone. Then we had broken down eastbound 66 before the Beltway. Another tough spot in McLean. Can avoid for a while. On 123, Dolly Madison Boulevard just past Old Dominion Drive at Old Chainbridge Road for the crash. Now south of there on Chainbridge Road, that still works better. And longstanding police activity, Frederick, leaving Frederick, westbound 70 remains blocked. You're sent onto alternate Route 40, eastbound open. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, free app that has maps for the entire world offline, turn-by-turn navigation. Means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry for the morning, maybe not so lucky this afternoon. Some widely scattered showers, thunder showers expected into the evening hours. Up near 89 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It's now 8:57.
The credit crisis of 2008 is long gone, but are you still feeling the remnants of it? Hi, Rick Edelman here. To help you rescue your money from bad investment advice, I have fully revised and updated my best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. The book will tell you what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times, and it's fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and you'll quickly discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
So, Pam, your son's off to college. You'll have an empty nest and an empty bank account.
Actually, we're doing great. We refinanced our mortgage with NASA Federal Credit Union. We're saving a ton of money, so college tuition won't be a problem.
We want to refinance and take cash out to update our kitchen, but everyone says we don't have enough equity.
Don't listen to them. Call NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA. They'll let you refinance and get cash out up to 95% with a fixed-rate mortgage, even a jumbo loan. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
You refinance with just 5% equity, got a great rate, and no PMI? You must be saving hundreds.
More like thousands. If you want to refinance, call NASA Federal at 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
But you don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to refinance with NASA Federal. Just call 888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Sounds like I'm getting a new kitchen.
thanks to NASA Federal.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Well, tomorrow, Larry Kudlow, and we'll recap the three Supreme Court rulings expected to come out on this, the last day of the current session.
Speaking of Supreme, here comes Chris.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.